And now we go to Cuba. 1 year after diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Cuba were rebooted, internet service there is starting to get better. And Silicon Valley companies have big plans to try to build on that. But as Beth Willon of Here and Now contributor KQED reports, tech executives are discovering that closing Cuba's digital divide won't happen fast.
Professor Gregory Baker is sitting at his computer at Santa Clara University with one of his students, scrolling through digital pictures of their class's trip to Cuba in September.
This is a picture of the town square in Sancti Spiritus. You remember going there?
Yeah.
Baker is a director of Santa Clara University's Food and Agribusiness Institute and the Student Immersion Program in Developing Countries. After taking students to Cuba each of the last 3 years, Baker thought he'd seen it all. That was until this fall in Havana.
The biggest thing that surprised me this year was walking into a square and seeing Cubans on smartphones, antiquated smartphones, but smartphones nonetheless, and accessing the internet freely.
That freedom is coming slowly. A report put out by Freedom House, an independent civil liberties organization, estimates 1 in 4 Cubans have internet access, but most are relegated to a tightly controlled government-filtered intranet. We were unable to get through to Cuban government officials to verify the numbers, but the report goes on to say that only 5% of Cubans have full access to the World Wide Web.
Today, the United States of America is changing its relationship with the people of Cuba.
Since President Obama announced a thaw in U.S. relations 1 year ago, restrictions on travel loosened. So did exports of telecommunications equipment to Cuba. In part, it's because Cuban President Raul Castro pledged to put internet connections in at least half of Cuban homes in the next 5 years. Alana Tumino, who just returned from an American trade mission in Cuba, says Wi-Fi internet hotspots are beginning to pop up for people who can afford to use them.
For the first time, they're video chatting with family in Miami. They're being able to see relatives they haven't seen for a while. And so you're seeing that, you know, this amazing idea of being able to connect is slowly taking hold.
Tumino, who works for Council of the Americas, a trade group, says there's plenty of hurdles ahead. The island of 11 million people doesn't have the communication system in place yet to support many digital devices.
Every agreement that needs to be made in Cuba as it relates to telecoms and communications and media needs to be made through with the Cuban government entity at ATEXA.
And that means delay after delay for tech companies looking to get into Cuba. More than 2,000 miles west of Havana, at the Airbnb home-sharing headquarters in San Francisco, managers say they didn't hesitate to enter the Cuban market in April, despite the internet obstacles. They use hosting partners and phones to make reservations.
I have always joked that the internet of Cuba is the telephone.
Kai Kuna, Airbnb's regional director for Latin America, says his company tapped into an existing government-licensed Cuban home sharing system called Casas Particulares. Cubans, Kuna says, are inventive under difficult internet circumstances.
One person in the neighborhood will download the latest journals and newspapers and TV shows, you know, like from the US and Europe and so on, and then they'll put it on the pen drive and they'll drive around in their neighborhood and you pay per download from the pen drive.
Los Gatos-based Netflix entered the Cuban market in February, but few people have the computers or extra cash to stream films the right way. Meanwhile, Google teams are visiting Cuba with an eye to closing the digital gap. In June, Tumino helped organize a trip with Google executives. When they met with officials from the Cuban government,
it's very much saying, we welcome this investment, we welcome this collaboration, but this, you know, whatever development that's going to happen, it's going to be on our terms.
At a tech meetup in Havana last month, spirits ran high over Cuba's emerging internet. Cuba has a highly educated workforce, and a group of engineers practice pitching their ideas for starting up companies. Mountain View's tech incubator 500 Startups helped host the event. The company made this first visit to Cuba to learn about the country's regulations and market. They'll likely be back. It will no doubt be on Cuba's timetable and on Cuban terms. For Here and Now, I'm Beth Willon in San Jose.